When you came in this morning, or a while ago, hopefully you were handed a couple of these small little flyer type things called the cast of Christmas. And we are giving these out for you guys, and if you want more, they're on the back table, they're on the side table, and we're encouraging you, they are tools for you to hand to other people. You can read through them and you can look over them and give them consideration, but we're encouraging you, I'm challenging you to give them to people. Okay? I think James and Stephanie need some. If you need one, you can raise your hand. I'm going to keep talking about it for a couple of minutes. For those who are tech savvy, or for those who have somebody in your family that is tech savvy, on the back, there's a little box that looks very confusing. For those who are not in the know what those are called QR codes. And what that means is you would take your smartphone, hold it over with the camera on, and your camera will recognize it and take it to a website that has all kinds of information about the gospel, including the Christmas story and other things. Now, I can verify that it works with iPhones because I have one. Androids were a little iffy. So Logan, get ready to help your mom. All right. All right. Because that's just a fact. You may, if you need a little help with that, see somebody that is tech savvy with that. But these are tools for you to hand to people. Today, if you go to lunch somewhere, hand them to a waiter or waitress or leave them on the table. If you're getting gas somewhere, you have to go inside to get something, hand them out. Give them away. We have plenty. It's called the Cast of Christmas. And this morning, as I get ready to pray for us, I'm going to pray. We're going to do something a little different. Basically, we have three slides with a few points on each one. And after each slide, I share a few moments with you. We're going to pray about each slide. We're going to allow us to be spoken to by the one true living God this morning. We need to meet Him where we are, but we need to meet Him what He's offering us of Himself. This story, as we get ready to look at some scripture about the Christmas story, by the way, Merry Christmas, is that God is alive and doing well, and He is moving in the earth. It is a beautiful day to be in the house of God. Amen?
Amen?
So let's be excited about what God's up to in the middle of our circumstances. We're going to put our faith, our hope, our trust in a living God. Not what we might happen in our lives, but we know what God certainly is doing in our lives. So let's pray. Father, in these next few moments, what is your heart? You're motivated by love, and thank God you are. Praise be to God this morning. All the glory and the honor to the living God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, just pause. Help us to settle. God, help us just to settle right now, would you? In Jesus' name, amen. About 10 years ago, Kathy and I had a live Christmas tree. And we put it up probably around the 1st of December. And we followed the instructions closely. Because Kathy and I grew up with, in our respective homes, we always had live Christmas trees. As the month went on in December, we would wake up every morning with more and more ornaments on the floor because our Christmas tree became a real-life example of the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. You really could see the other side of the tree through the side that you were looking in, and there was very much impeding your view because the Christmas tree had dried up, was drying out, and dropping all the Christmas ornaments off of it very quickly. In fact, by the time that Christmas arrived, basically we were going to have to take it down on Christmas Day because there really wasn't much tree left for the Christmas tree. And when we put that thing out by the curb, we were laughing the whole time, or at least I was laughing the whole time, thinking, you know, it seems like when you do what people tell you to do about something that seems so simple, a little Christmas tree. You cut off the bottom. You put the little stuff that they give you in the little packet, whatever that chemical combination of that somebody gets paid money to say they came up with something to keep that tree alive a little bit longer. And you put the water and you check it over and over. You know, I expect that thing to last a few weeks. But I realized something. My expectations and the reality of what was happening in that tree didn't meet. As we look at what a story. Pause with me for just a moment and ask a very very personal question. What is God doing in my life that He wants my heart and my thoughts and my actions to align with the story He always intended for my life? I'll say that again. Pause and ask yourself, what is God doing in my life that He is desirous of for my thoughts, my hearts, and my actions to align itself with the story that He always has intended for my life? Because this morning we're going to just look at a few brief scriptures, and they're going to be familiar scriptures. But as we get ready to head into a new year, I want to challenge you with an incredible depth of hunger that you have never experienced in your life for the living God, for the embodiment of Christ, for a hunger and a thirst for His righteousness. And so we're going to look at the story, and what a story it is. But you know, I'm not just talking about the Christmas story. I'm talking about your life. What a story. What a grand story of the display of God. First of all, that you're a creation of Him. What a story. You may not look, or you may not like what you always look at in the mirror, but God has never put you down. God has never had comments that were negative towards His creation of you. He loves you. He adores you. He admires His creation. Have we always been perfect? No. But what a story. And I want you to be excited. I don't want you to, probably some of you, if you were honest, when you woke up this morning, actually probably yesterday, because some of you are probably weather watchers, you were thinking, man, tomorrow's going to be a rainy day. It's a rainy day. What a great day to be in the house of God. What a great day to be in the body of Christ. But it'd be a great day to be alive because we serve a living God. The essence of the story is He is alive. He is alive. I'll say it one more time. He's alive. But do you feel alive? What a story. It says in Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. What is that sign? The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call Him Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. The context of that scripture was written about 2,700 years ago. And there was a guy in the nation of Israel, the king was Ahaz. You got to be careful. You got to pronunciate that correctly. King Ahaz. Israelites were disobedient. They weren't doing what they were supposed to do. And he's crying out, I don't know what to do. And Isaiah walks in, the prophet Isaiah, and says, God is willing to be with you. And He's going to show you. And he delivers a prophecy that says, God hasn't forgotten about you. God hasn't forgotten about me. That He sent His only Son, Emmanuel, God with us. We know this passage speaks of Jesus because it says, He will be known as Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. This was true of Jesus, not only as a title, because it was both of a deity and His identification and nearness to us. I want you to know that today, whatever the circumstances are in your life, that He is Emmanuel. That He is Emmanuel, God with you. And even though that we may lose sight of that sometimes, He never loses sight of us. Christ indeed, He was called Emmanuel. That was a function of who He was going to be. That He is dwelling amongst us. This Christmas story that we all know so well, that we know inside and out, I would challenge you this Christmas season to allow it to be fresh. I would challenge you this Christmas season to allow Him to dwell in your life like never before. That you would allow Him to expand your view of Him. And I know that those are words that we use often, that God is with us. But have you experienced Him at work, at home, at play, at the store, at wherever you are going? This morning I stopped at our little gas station there in Georgetown, and the young lady that was waiting on me, I told her Merry Christmas that I've told her a bunch, and I said to her, it seems like whenever I'm here, you're here. And I said, do you work all the time? And she just simply said, I'm here a lot. I want you to know that I think that was very reflective of the way many of us who follow Christ really on the inside kind of feel. I'm following. I'm going along. And God says, whoa, whoa, whoa. God with us is life. says in John 1:1 there, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's a powerful passage from the Gospel of John, because John is setting up for his readers to say, look, the Word was God, and He is God, He's always been God, and He always will be God. In fact, when it says, in the beginning, He was the beginning of the beginning. That should be powerful to us. I know I struggle sometimes with worry and anxiety, and God just kind of simply, not so gently all the time, says, what you're choosing to worry about, in the middle of that, in the middle of that, am I certainty? Dang, what you are choosing to fret and go on about, in the middle of that, am I certainty? And then I have a choice. Do I work off the truth, which is, yes, He is certainty? Or do I say, God, I'm struggling a little bit because my life seems uncertain. I don't want to cause to have the same look at You as I do my own view of my life. There's a basic being known as the Word, and this is being God, because He is eternal, because He is plainly called God. And I know that at times I feel, and I don't like to trust my feelings, but I get led astray by my feelings sometimes, and I have to come back to center myself, to ground myself, and say, hold on a second. He really is God with us. He really is Emmanuel. And then I begin to think about all the ways I've seen Him work in my life, but I've also remind myself often and early the ways I've experienced His presence in my life when nothing on the outside has changed. I know the sun is somewhere, but I want to enjoy a rainy, cool day too. Because the certainty of God is He is there and He is with us. So this morning I would ask you a very simple question, because we're getting ready to pray. I told you we're going to pray after each slide today, okay? How is God speaking to you about Him being Emmanuel in your life? That first Christmas, it didn't happen like anybody pictured. He chose a caravan of magi, and He chose some shepherds, and He chose a young couple, and He chose a place that was insignificant. Bethlehem didn't matter to anybody. As a matter of fact, Bethlehem still exists today. You can go to Bethlehem, and you know what? Except for when it comes time for Christmas, probably no one really cares about Bethlehem today either. But God picked a place, and He picked a time, and He picked a group of people to display His glory. And that's still true today in your life and in my life. John makes it clear that the Word was from the beginning because He is the beginning. And this morning I want to pray for us. How is God displaying His presence in your life? Let's pray. Father, we have been looking at some Scripture. We've been looking at some truth. Let's just pause and listen for the Holy Spirit to speak to us right now. How are You telling us right now at this moment, Father, that You are Emmanuel, God with us? How are You telling us right now, Father, through being Emmanuel, You haven't forgotten about us? Father, how are You telling us right now through being Emmanuel that You love us and You want to love on us today? We offer our brokenness. We offer our hurts. We offer our disappointments, Father. Father, we even offer the uncertainty in our lives to You. Praise You for being with us, Father. Thank You for Your presence. What a merciful God. Father, I pray You'll help us to put on our spiritual listening ears. In Jesus' name, amen. So He's Emmanuel, God with us. That's one prophecy in Isaiah. But now we're going to turn to the next prophecy in Isaiah, one that you'll be very familiar with. We see it declared by the prophet Isaiah. For to us the child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on His shoulders, and He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Before I go to those two points, I want you to know how I picture Isaiah delivering that to the Israelites, and how the Israelites spent centuries, just my opinion, how they spent centuries getting excited about that, but oh, God had a different plan. You might say, what did they get excited about? He's going to give us someone to reign and rule and get rid of all these Gentiles. He's going to give us somebody that's going to show up and kick some people out of the land. He's going to show up and He's going to establish His throne. And we're going to be back in our rightful place in this earth of being conquerors in the promised land. He's going to show up and we're finally going to be back in business. They were probably excited about those words because they thought eventually, God's going to set things right. Oh, He set things right. But it didn't look like what they thought. Because see, when it says, and the government will be on His shoulders, He showed up as a conquering king, as a baby. But the government God's putting on His shoulders is an eternal kingdom. And I want you to know today is that I think God is shifting some of our views as far as understanding who He is to see that God is doing things for the purpose of eternity, not just now. He's in the now, but He's also working through into eternity. And that's hard for us. It's hard when we're sick or we got sick kids. It's hard when we're struggling at work. It's hard when we're struggling with family members. It's hard. Sometimes this season right now is probably one of the most depressive seasons for many people, and it might be for some of you. It's hard when somebody looks at you and says, Merry Christmas. And on the inside, you're thinking, Mary, in other words that I can't say, Mary. That's not the words I would use to describe it. Sometimes you might think, God is an eternal God. He was not born to take sides. He was born to take over. And that should excite you. Because when He's reigning and ruling in your heart, it's in love, it's with love, and it'll have an outflow of love. Because He really is a wonderful counselor. He really is a mighty God. Have you not needed counseling in your life? Have you not needed the awesomeness of God in your life? You better believe every moment of every day, my life needs a wonderful counselor. And my life needs a mighty God. You see, one of the things about mighty counselor, or wonderful counselor and mighty God, these aren't names of Him necessarily. These are aspects of how He works. And that wonderful counselor, I compared our emotions of being downtrodden, maybe a little depressed, maybe a little overwhelmed this season. I want you to know that His counsel is sweet. His counsel is faithfulness. His counsel is kind. His counsel is love. His counsel was purposeful. His counsel was moving forward. And we desperately need a counselor in our life, because if I remember another counsel that was given in the garden, Adam and Eve listened to a different counsel. So we need to understand today that we don't want to be deceived. We want to declare. We don't want to be given even to lies. We want to walk in truth. And this aspect of Jesus Himself, as He is establishing His reign and rule, is a wonderful counselor and a mighty, mighty God. As we see Him as a mighty God, His divine power, He is warring for us. He is longing for us. He is battling for us. And we may see this Christmas season with all the manger scenes as a very infant, a very fragile baby, but inside that baby is a mighty king. And that mighty king wants to reign and rule in your life. And that's not just for a season. Because I think so often, how many times have we moved past these few weeks of each year and it's kind of like back to business as usual? When this is an everlasting, this is a wonderful counselor. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on His shoulders. And He will be called Wonderful Counselor and Mighty God. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, those are truths. How are you offering your counsel to us today? How are you offering to renew our view of you as a mighty God? Father, what are you saying to us right now about these two ways that you like to work? These aspects of who you are. Father, I just join that praise of what a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore Him. We choose today, Father, to adore you. Father, we choose today to say you are a mighty God in our life. The counsel He is offering us is necessary. It's not arbitrary. It's not chaotic. It's not confusing. It's truth. He's not stuttering or stammering. He is speaking with clarity. What's he saying to you? In Jesus' name, amen. And the last two aspects of that scripture. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God and Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Everlasting Father. Everlasting Father. How do you wrap your mind around everlasting? How do you wrap your mind around eternity? I don't know that there is the answer, but I put my faith in that it's true and it's trustworthy, but the day is the day that I have, and it's called now. This is when our eternity begins, because it's the day I have under my control. And my everlasting Father, He was there before me, He is with me now, and He'll be with me into eternity. He is who He says He is. Eternal Father. The idea is that Jesus is the source and the author of all eternity. That is, He is the Creator Himself. And as this everlasting Father, I want you to know, in this season of giving gifts and getting gifts, I would ask you to consider this. What gift is He offering you? How is He offering joy and peace and hope? How is He offering Himself to you in this season of your life? I started out this morning with that silly story about our Christmas tree, which, by the way, now we've transitioned to artificial trees, okay? But believe it or not, artificial trees can lose a lot too, okay? And if anybody needs one, we put one on the curb. You need an artificial, we got one on the curb. We decided we weren't going to replace the broken lights, okay? But I want you to know that He is offering, as a Heavenly Father, a good gift, and it's called Himself. What if the Magi had shown up, and the only thing they knew to do was, I know someone's coming, and I got to give these gifts to someone. But the Magi showed up and offered them to Mary and to Joseph, knowing that He is born, that He is born, and He is alive. He had good gifts from that caravan of the Magi, however many there might have been. We named three gifts, but we don't really know how many gifts in total. And I want you to know something. I want that to resonate in your mind, in your heart, what I just said. You don't know the number of good gifts your Heavenly Father has to give you today, because He is unlimited. He is out without pressure to stop nor to start. His gifts are unlimited. And I want you to know there's somebody here. Now, there's a bunch of somebodies. Let me just change that real quick. There's a bunch of somebodies. The gift that He's offering some of you is some others sitting in this room. He's offering that to you. You going to partake of it? You know, another gift He's offering you today is the living Word. Will you partake of it? Another gift He's offering you today is this. Will you hand Him your heart so He can heal the brokenness, so you can enjoy Emmanuel? Will you partake of that gift? He's an everlasting Father offering good gifts, fantastic gifts, and it starts with Himself. And then Prince of Peace. Wow. Prince of Peace. You know how that speaks to me? I don't know how it speaks to you, but here's one of the ways it speaks to me. He is fighting for my heart. He is fighting for my life. He is fighting for me to realize how much He loves me. And so often, if I could just pause long enough some days, if I could just pause long enough some days to say, pour it on. Pour it on. Pour it in and pour it on. Prince of Peace. I can trust that. Being whole and being well. I long for that. Do you long for that? This Prince of Peace has a healing element to it. A son will be given. A child is born. The government will be on His shoulders, and He'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Maybe, something that God's in up into your life today is this. He wants you to take all the thoughts that you have about yourself and replace them with the thoughts He has about you. Maybe this Christmas season, and I know this is going to mess with some of you because it messes with me. Maybe this Christmas season, for the first time in your life, He wants you to realize the you He intended from eternity past. That He has not ignored your passions and your desires and your hopes and your dreams. He has not forgotten about those things. He is speaking into them to align them with His heart's desire for you. This Prince of Peace, He is gentle, He is kind, as He is merciful. He is fighting to destroy the chaos and the confusion in your life. He is who He says He is. Let's pray about these things. Father, as I think about how good a God You really are, I can't comprehend it. I can't fathom it. In fact, some days, Father, it just overwhelms me. And why do I try to use words to describe You? You're indescribable. Father, You showed right up, You showed on time 2,000 plus years ago, and You're showing up right on time today. Help us to embrace that. Reveal Yourself to us as everlasting Father, eternal Father today. As Prince of Peace, reveal Yourself to us today, Father. God, widen our eyes to see more fullness of You today. God, I pray we won't take up on the world's picture of You. In Jesus' name, amen. And our final slide for you to consider some things today. Isaiah 64:4 says this. I love about the book of Isaiah. You want a good book to read, they'll challenge you and mess with you and spend some time lingering in it. Go to the book of Isaiah. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides You who acts on behalf of those who wait for Him. Who wait for Him. I don't ever remember a time in my life standing in the line and going, praise God, somebody in front of me slow. Not going to name names, but there's some people I think of. This, when I see people in front of me that are not moving too quickly, wait. Wait. The time of waiting is now. So let me give you a few questions to consider. How are you being distracted this Christmas season? Which description of Jesus do you need right now? And what is a desire of your heart that requires more courage? Look at those questions. Ponder those questions. Think about those questions. And think about that scripture. He is everlasting. He is, He has always, and He always will exist. He is trustworthy. He is more than man can describe. No ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God beside You who acts on behalf of those who wait for Him. Will you choose pursuing all God is offering Himself by allowing you to offer all of yourself back to Him today? It is a Merry Christmas. And it'll be a Merry Christmas on December the 26th and December the 27th and right on into eternity. Because to us, a child is born. A son is given. He is ours. Possess Him because He is possessing you out of love and out of care and out of tenderness. I saw this quote this week, and because it messed with me, I thought I'd share the glory of letting it mess with you. And here it is. You ready? How many Mondays have gone by since you said, I'll start next week? I'll read it again. I don't want you to get by. Some of you may have been thinking something else. How many Mondays have been gone since you said, I will start next week? I just want to pray for us. I just want to do some praying today. Can you tell? You know, I've just been thinking so much over the last couple of weeks about a lot of things. And I kind of wondered if Dane had been in the first Christmas story. The shepherds and Mary and Joseph and some animals got it. And some unspecified time later, not when they were in the manger, the wise men, the magi, showed up. Could have been up to 2 years later, okay? But how many people missed it that were there? Some innkeeper must have been left wondering. There was something about those people. Those people, Mary and Joseph. The freshness of the kingdom of God is a now kind of freshness. Let's just pray. I'm not going to open the altar. Gary, you can just chill, man. Let's just pray. Father, today is just so magnificently important to you. How can we honor you with the honor you are due? God, really, let's just be honest with these questions. What have we prioritized over you? Where have you spoken to us? And the truth is we've been very afraid of what you've been saying. God, there might be another description of yourself that you're trying to speak to us. Maybe someone here needs to hear the Lamb of God, the Son of David, the Son of Man. Father, you've never let us down, ever. You've come through 100% of the time. And I acknowledge it hasn't always been what I thought it was going to look like. And the truth is, it hasn't always been what I wanted it to look like. But when I wait, it was just like you wanted it to look like. Speak to us, Holy Spirit. Have mercy on us this day. You are pouring out your love and you are pouring out your grace, and we say praise be to God. I do want your heads bowed and your eyes closed, because I'm asking you right now, if you just say, God, I'm crying out to you and I don't even really know what I'm crying out to you about, just raise your hand. And I'm not looking. My head is bowed and my eyes are closed, okay? So I'm not looking who has their hand up. But if you're just crying, God, I just need you for you, just raise your hand. God, I believe that represents our hearts. There aren't many mornings that go by I don't utter these words. God, I need you more than I know that I need you. And you are ready to be that more. Perfection was born in the form of a baby. He is God with us. He is Emmanuel. He is the Word. He is with God. He is with God. He was God. Father, we bless your holy name. We love you. We adore you. We worship you. And I just put all this before you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We do want to get your cards and your envelopes so you can take a moment to fill those out, because I'm going to remind you of two things. We'll take those up in just a second, your cards and your envelopes, because I'm going to dismiss you. This is a tool to hand out. And on the back is a QR code you use your smartphone with to get more information for yourself or for others. And Christmas Eve is Tuesday. Okay? We're going to be at the Georgetown property. Gather up. Going to worship and praise and take communion about 6 o'clock. If the weather turns to be rainy, we don't think the field can handle the foot traffic, then watch your email, your text messages. Or, let's see, you can just call Regina. So everybody just call Regina. All right. So your options are email, text, or call Regina. Okay? All right. All right. Bring chairs to the field. If we meet here, you don't have to bring chairs. Okay? But to the field, I'd encourage you to bring chairs. The service will last between 30 and 40 minutes for those who have never been with us there. It's an awesome time to invite. I'm praying for a starry night. You praying for a starry night? It's just a time to be together. Praise be to God. Amen. All right, we're done. You can bring your cards and envelopes, and we're dismissed.